This episode is brought to you by the letter F. Fuck you, Tokuger!
Fuck you, Tokuger.
We're live! And do the fucking opening!
There's a PSA for commas. Good job.
And start the opening! We're live! Watching all the anime! Red Caster, Joe Raven!
Equipment Wielder! Blue Caster, Ishida Zazeel!
Actually White! Black Caster, Ransack!
Loyal and Loud,
Pink Caster, Lightred!
Rising from the Ashes, Silver Caster, Overkill!
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet!
Radio Sentai! Cast Ranger! On air!
Alright, welcome to Cast Ranger episode 10. Today.
I just want to start off. Thank you guys for saving me from the evil Metro Lynx. They did horrible, horrible things to me.
And me and
Lynx. They do horrible, horrible things to everyone.
And they were quite shocked when they found out that I wasn't a girl.
You know what, Paul, since Paul's not here right now,
well, that's
you can't
because
get his powers back.
Well, that's because we had to sacrifice him to save Lane. It was one or the other.
Exactly. Oh.
I am more important.
No,
we chose to hold on to the pink ring.
I was too busy in a coma.
Then we remembered she wasn't a chick.
It was a strategic maneuver so that we can get Paul back later, as he's doing a wonderful job posing as a woman.
Yeah.
For Metro Lynx.
Yeah, Paul is better at being the woman, despite not being one of the female colored rangers.
Okay, let's start getting.
We can always change lines later.
All right, guys, let's get in the game.
All right.
Kamen Rider Gun!
So, yeah, Takatora lives.
I know.
Not only does he lives with just bruises and a cut on his cheek.
Well, he did fall into a river.
That one picture I saw, someone posted a shot of him about to put the Sengoku belt on, except it's the Amazon belt.
Oh. But, like, no, like, he does that huge fall, which looks at least, like, 50 feet. He lives, then miraculously is able to get back up and walk with the Overlord King guy.
Roshuo.
If you can call it walking.
The shrubbery
and
broke
then,
his fall, first
then,
off.
And then he goes, and then he just throws him a swordless fucking...
because Redu nabbed it off one of the Shield staff.
You think that he would actually give it to him, though? You'd give him a source of
his
power?
He was going, what's this thing?
No,
and gives it to him
because
he wants him to explain it.
He doesn't know that it's used to gain power because they ripped it off someone who was powerless.
That's
because
true.
It's not a henshin model.
It's the eating model. I wonder if they're only going to give the eating models to people.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
They're not going to give everyone the ability to henshin.
I guess.
It's cheaper, too.
That would make more sense to let them henshin, though, because in case the Helheim
They're not going to pull a wizard where everyone can henshin.
And that's why they're culling 5 million people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
6 billion. I'm like, both of that was
six
wrong.
6 billion, that's what I mean.
But, like...
The really weird part is where he got those bandages from that he was wrapped up in.
Oh, don't you know? He ripped off a shirt.
I guess.
Yeah, he just ripped up a shirt.
Makes sense.
Oh, I've been attacked by Tokyo.
Also,
you can't see, but
also,
I'm dead. Oh, good night. Oh.
I also seem to think that, what's his face?
So.
Roshuo?
Yeah, he bandaged him.
That's what I assumed. Because
he's like, he's the nice one.
For now.
For now.
He's the exposition invest.
At least he's not Demushu.
Exposition vest?
Oh!
I think we did that one.
No, that was
Oh, you're
investigation.
Inquisition vest.
Yeah.
So, why is Kota such a gullible fuck?
Because
Kota's a gullible fuck.
Okay.
I love how at no point did Kota go, I wonder who shot me.
Yeah, at all. With, you know, bullets. With, who else has a gun?
Yeah.
No one else has a gun!
It must have been a random invest.
Or an energy rider.
Zangas has a gun?
The Muso Saber.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Oh, actually, no, he's Shin Zangas now, but he could have shot an arrow. But anyways, we're past that point.
Range attack in the back. The fuck if he knows what hit him.
Yeah, so that's about it. That's all I want to talk about. Takatora living. And I was like, okay, whatever. Fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I was like, Kevin, I'm like, you out of all of us would be the happiest about
well,
that.
Me,
I figured.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean,
who the fuck would actually call that he died? Put your hand up. No one else here can see.
Let's put it this way. Mm-hmm. I was not prepared to eliminate the possibility because...
I was already on board of, like, him being like, I'm okay.
On the one side, yes, it's Takatora and he's a huge character. On the other side, Urobuchi.
Yeah. But I think even he, like, never went to that low. We're just... He was killed off screen? What? No.
I'll get into my theory.
See, that's the thing. Because we didn't see the body at the end of the previous episode, that's what held on to hope for me.
Well, I mean, we're talking about it, so what? Like, what's your theory?
My theory? Okay. So, like, the guy in Summer Movie is coming up, obviously.
Yep.
And so, they have this picture where it shows, like...
Don't spoil what the new... announcement about the...
Yeah, because no one really keeps up with that.
That is important, but we should save that for the spoiler corner at the end.
Okay.
So don't talk about the two things that were
real.
Yes,
okay. So, there's a picture, because it's like they have a soccer game or something, which I hope...
Oh, yeah.
That's
But anyway, so they show, like, Team Genesis, Team Baron, Team Guy, and blah, blah, blah. But I noticed in the picture that Ryoma... and Michi are missing.
Granted, this could just be because they don't give a fuck.
Maybe they don't give a fuck. But I also like to think that I think they might be dead by that point.
Raven, are you making Tokyo
suck its own dick? Now, is that Baron with
dick?
Kaito?
Huh?
Is that Baron with Kaito?
Yes.
Kaito.
Baron, Zack, and Pekko.
Kaito, Zack, and Pekko were there.
So how could Ryoma and Michi not care, but Kaito does?
The same reason he participated in...
Oh my god, no. What if this is like the new Invis game or something? So instead of having
soccer?
A dance-off, soccer!
But he knows better! Everyone knows better than that!
Yeah.
But if it's popular, Kaido's like, oh, this is a chance for me to get more power! I'm gonna be in a soccer team!
That's not how that works!
Actually, I can understand that, because
that
it's
is
like,
exactly
I,
how it works!
I must become the most powerful soccer player or some bullshit like that.
But he's
It's far-fetched, I understand.
But he's not Tsurugi like that!
But he was, because he was a leader of a dance team!
And then he stands at the top of playing soccer.
But now it's he serves a higher purpose than that, so there's no way he'd revert. You know what I mean?
He serves a higher purpose.
Porpoise.
Porpoise. Porpoise.
I so for a great porpoise. Lego!
The holy Tokyo Cross!
We're playing with the fucking Tokyo Resorts in the background here.
You're welcome.
Lego.
Yeah. Welcome to what I did ages ago.
Alright, Liz.
Tokyo
let's move on, Raven Stern.
Raven,
I guess we derailed.
Yeah, we derailed big time.
Good job.
Cho-cho.
Edit this out, Chris.
No.
Oh.
I don't feel like it. Blue Caster.
Also, I'm not editing.
I know.
Anyways, Raven, Gaim.
Yeah, so, Gaim was pretty cool this week.
Go on.
Amazing summary. Tell me more.
Honestly, I think pretty good's about my only opinion of it. Not too
nothing
too much.
Specific you want to talk
nothing
about?
Huge for me in this episode, really. Like, I mean, again, there's like a bunch of semi-exposition with Roshuo and all that stuff.
There's a lot of exposition with Roshuo. It's actually fairly significant.
Like, haha, this is what you guys are up to. You guys are fucked. This happened.
You thought Helheim was taking over, but it was I, Dio.
Pretty much.
It was I, Roshuo.
Damn, that's
you thought
bad.
Helheim was going to destroy you. No,
Rio.
That's not happening. That's not happening. You're wrong. You're all dumb.
Yeah. Y'all fucked because the forest didn't kill us. We killed ourselves. Ha! Wait.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So that's it, Raven? Really?
I really don't have much to say about this week's episode. I really don't.
Okay, a couple things I want to talk about. This thing keeps happening where the Invis speak, we'll call it for now, when he says this thing, it gets translated as the word human, and that's what they're calling themselves. Anyone who listens notices that I was formulating a bunch of theories based on this, like, does it mean that they used to be humans, or maybe they think they are humans? Now I've got a different train of thought.
And
I keep looking at your fuck. You guys play with the Tokyo Swords.
All right, Dan, put it down.
Hey, I'll put it down when Raven puts it down.
Okay, Raven.
Anyways, my thought now is maybe the word that he's saying that the subbers are translating.
Take that dick in him.
Shut up! Into the word human is actually the actual original name of the Invis species. Or whatever, yeah, whatever species they were before becoming Invis, thanks to eating the fruit.
Sagara.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's a thing.
That's where everything gets thrown in the question.
From what we assume, he's one of what they used to be.
Yeah.
Based off of what we...
But they've also said that he's now taking their form.
So his human form is definitely not their original form.
Yeah, that thing where they were making commentary about that.
Oh, did he say that?
The overlords were having a conversation with him about that, and they said, oh, you're taking on the form of
the
apes.
That was before the speak started getting subtitled, though. Although someone did translate it afterwards. Yeah. I think it's funny that Cid betraying everybody has led Team Beat Riders to team up with Team Sengoku.
Okay, yeah. No, that scene made me really uneasy. That thing you said, I was like, no. After everything that's happened, there's absolutely no way in hell, no matter the circumstances, Sengoku, Kaito, Koda, and Michi would be in the same room under agreeance.
Under truthful agreeance.
Yeah, and
they're all stabbing each other in the back.
Yeah, and the whole everyone's in the room and everyone's okay with who else is in the room. What, because Cid fucked off? Absolutely not.
I just love the looks Ryoma gives Michi. It's like, you gonna take care of this? Yeah, I got this. Don't worry.
I'm more weird.
And then he betrays Ryoma to Cid.
I was more worried about the fact that he was able to destroy all the Loxie vehicles, especially the ones where the guys were actually, you know, you think that Sengoku and everyone else
and corporate and company
wouldn't have their own vehicle on them at all.
They
times.
Don't need them because they have
a
crack in their own building.
As far as Ryoma knew, he was safe and sound. You know what I mean? Peace of mind.
Yeah.
Why do I need a lock vehicle? I have my failsafe in the office. How would he know Cid after Takatora would have defected?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he goes, all right, listen up, you shits. You're the only ones with lock vehicles, so you're responsible. Yeah. And Koda, Kaido, and Michi went, oh, okay, Michi, I understand. But yeah. Kaido and Koda went, okay.
Guess we have no choice, guys.
Yes, I guess because we have lock vehicles, we don't have a say in the matter.
I was just wondering why they didn't fucking kill them.
That's when you tell Ryoma to fuck off.
No, yeah, you should have just fucking, like, henched, like, while they were standing there and just murdered them. Be like,
although,
hey, Ryoma, go fuck yourself.
I would like to point out the fact that no one else but Team Sengoku know, like Koda and Kaito don't know that Sengoku is Duke.
Are we allowed to have a conversation this important in front of the maintenance guy? There's this one guy repairing the computer systems, and they're having this important like
you couldn't bring us into the fucking conference room?
Like, and that's what I mean. And they're having, like, a sense, like, yes, a lot of people that work for them under Yggdrasil know what's going on. But this is sensitive information.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're
conference
letting,
room of evil, please.
We're letting Repairman 5
I want to know in the next episode the guy
on.
Is like, I want to know that guy is like talking to Cid in the next episode. He's like whispering in his ear.
No, he's got like a radio to Cid in his ear.
And he's like, okay.
One of those Yggdrasil radios.
Yeah, with Yggdrasil slammed in bright, thick font across it. I like how Ryoma handled Koda's request to see Takatora. Yeah, you want to talk to him? You gotta get Cid first, so get on that.
Oh.
He's Cid's boss. Go find Cid.
He's not wrong. Yeah, I think the big, most glaring thing in this episode was that moment when Kaito switched drivers.
That's not an issue.
No, it's not.
Okay, you know what?
I see absolutely no issue.
Deep
with
breath.
This.
I'm gonna say my two cents about this.
Yeah, so let me just explain what happened real quick. So, in the forest, Baron, using his Sengoku driver for some fucking reason, is fighting against Cid. And then he's like, you know what? I feel like playing for real. So he rips the Sengoku belt off of him, does not de-henshin, and switches to the Genesis driver, and has enough time to do the whole song and dance to henshin into Lemon Energy Arms, while his Baron suit does not dissipate like it should have the minute he took the belt off.
Well, it's because the Lemon Energy uses the same suit.
Yeah, but as soon as you take the power off...
No, that's irrelevant. We proved this in our discussion about the belts last week.
Yeah.
It's the same suit, but they're different powers.
May I just chime in on this one?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, I know we never question it because they do it in every other goddamn Rider series in the last few years. But seriously, how many times do these guys just up and remove the goddamn lock seed from the belt?
No!
If the fucking armor stays on?
No, there is a mechanic in place for that. To dehension, they close the lock seed.
Yeah, if you close the lock
seed. When they take it out without closing it is when it stays active, because that's them either putting it in a weapon or switching lock seeds.
Don't forget that the belt controls the power. The lock seed controls the
form. Armor.
So yeah. I honestly, because, hey, we do it with the lock seeds all the time. I do not see an issue with him removing the one belt and sticking on the other
and
the suit remaining.
The belt controls
it's already transformed.
But the thing is, it's an unrelated coincidence that the Baron suit is the same for both belts, as we proved with my discussion last week.
It's dependent on the person. We've mentioned
No,
that.
It's not. We proved that it's tied to the individual belt. That's why Mitch is able to become Zangat Shin.
But at the same time, it's tied to the individual belt. But that individual belt comes up with the form when it first gets used on the guy.
But that doesn't explain the mass production drivers.
Exactly. And the thing with me is, you take the belt off. Think of every other series where the belt gets destroyed and they get dehensioned.
Or just knocked off. Like, it happened to Fize a lot.
And, like, not just Fize, Beast.
Yeah.
Beast destroys his belt, dehensions, Chimera comes
out.
That's
just kind of, source of his power. That's
a little different. But then you have the fact that the belt controls the power, okay? Now you take the belt
off,
as soon as you do,
broke,
the fucking suit should go
fuck.
Beast is a different case, I understand.
Beast is a different case. He shattered the fucking
thing. This might be one of the most, not obscure, but weird things I could throw it on this one, but I'm pretty sure, and this works for a couple different people, at one point or another, someone would have had their weapon shot out of their hand in the light of Drake or D'End?
It's a sword. Had his sword knocked out of his hand while henching at one point and then tried to fight with his face. In Decade, D'End,
I was
monster,
say,
fucking grabbed D'End's gun right out of his fucking hand.
Yeah, when D'End...
Did he stay henching?
No.
Yeah,
when D'End dropped his gun, he was done. It happened several times.
Okay.
Once in the Shinkenji episode, and another time in the Decade movie. That feels like
a glaring issue.
Point being,
in this,
that's a problem of bad design.
It may not make sense, but it's a fucking cool move.
It's
cool.
It's worked before.
It may be,
no, there's no,
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 I'm
no,
not
I
saying
agree
it's
that,
not cool.
I agree with you that, yes, it looked cool, but it just... Oh,
whatever.
Like I said, I'm really OCD about how belts work.
It's the lore of the fucking Kamen Rider in general. It's the fact that the belt controls the power. If you take the power away, there's no power.
Then we chalk it up to they needed to save the
20 seconds.
Yeah, of screen
time. I'm perfectly fine with
it. It's like, look, it's a really short oversight of, do you really need to see him unhenching before he rehenchings again?
See, here's the thing. Why I'm angry about this is, think if Michi did the exact same thing with what he's got on. The Ryugen Sengoku belt. If he ripped that off and switched to Takatora's belt, he would de-henshin.
Because it's relevant.
Because in that case, it is a different system.
Yeah.
With
or
Kaito,
if he did it the other way around.
With Kaito, though, the two things are literally the exact same goddamn
system. That's just because the Genesis driver suit was designed based on the Baron suit.
That. But that is to say, if it happened, it would be handled accordingly. And I feel like if they did it, they'd space out as to why a little further.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd go as far as to
switch on Michi's part. Like, technically, they kind of did do that, because he did dehension and then pull out the Genesis driver in that episode.
Well, yeah, but, later.
Yeah, but...
Okay,
anyway.
So...
Anyways, let's not spend too much time on this. It's stupid, but it's because they wanted to save 20
seconds. Let's leave some topics for Lane, shall we? Before you talk about everything in the show?
Yeah. I just like the fact that Sid was totally taken aback by Kaito having a Genesis driver. I guess
he didn't know.
I guess he didn't get the memo.
No, because
he's the
Loxie
dealer and did not know that a lemon Loxie was missing.
It was a secret thing between Ryoma and Yoko.
Yeah.
Sid
Ryoma was like, give Kaito more power so he can, because Ryoma was using him to gather data, and he wasn't strong enough to fight the Overlord, so he's like, all right, let's give him a Genesis driver.
Yeah. And just one more thing, I think Kota's Jinba Ole in this episode was pretty fucking awesome.
Mm. I don't know. It was generic. It's just the regular Slash.
I liked it. Anyways, that's mostly my stuff.
Yeah. Happy Takatora is alive, and it was awesome to find out that, you know, more about what the Overlords were like, and that Demushu and whatever the fucking other one's name is.
Redu.
Yeah.
Redue.
That they were, like, corrupt.
They were already assholes.
Oh, we're super strong. We don't need any of these weaklings and kill everyone else. And I was like, okay. I thought it was really funny how Ryoma had to rely on Kota and Kaido to, like, go after Cid. Because, honestly, it makes sense that they would, like, band together to get rid of Cid, because Cid is a threat. He is.
Oh, yeah.
Ryoma doesn't want him in the way, and Kota also doesn't want to have to deal with Cid anymore. So
are you saying that the phrase is, the enemy of my enemy is my friend?
That's exactly what happened.
For now, yes.
Except not really.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Except for that thing where Kota has absolutely no reason to trust anything Sengoku Ryoma
says. Everyone
is
Littlefinger.
I like the fact. I like the fact that now Demushu is in Sawami City.
Yeah, that's
a scary thought.
That's,
now
that's point
out to get his ass kicked by Kikaider.
Yeah.
Let Kevin
leave that one for Kevin.
Other than that, it was a cool episode. Also, Kota was so fucking close to finding out Michi was in that. And then Demetri was like, no, I fucking hate you, blah, 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 blah.
My question is, you know, the thing is that, like, when he had the peach lock seat on, right, to be able to hear things.
Yeah.
He, like, hear Michi de-henshin and henshin into, you know.
Yeah, that I did notice that as well.
He should have been able to hear that.
I thought that was clever. He's just shooting. He's like, come on, help me! He's nagging me!
Yeah. I figured he was like, once he heard him, he was like, fuck it. Turned it off and started running.
I don't think you could turn it.
I don't know.
I was more along the lines of when he was hearing it, you could hear him henching into banana arms, and he goes like, now your spear?
It said banana spear.
Yeah.
Well, it's a banana spear.
Yeah, I was like, that doesn't even sound right.
Does the actual banana spear say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
It goes bananas.
That's what I figured.
All right. You done?
Yeah.
All right.
And now we move on to Uchu Keiji Kaban. Oh. That was a joke from earlier today.
He's a space sheriff now?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Well,
that was a joke from earlier today.
Next week's episode.
It's a crossover.
Cast Ranger versus Uchu.
Uchu Kaban.
Kaban.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. That's
boy.
All you can say is wow, right?
Oh, boy.
That 5-second promo.
Yeah, no,
wait, there's food left?
Yeah.
Can I have some?
It's late.
Let's go.
Chicken ball arms.
Go, go, go.
Go for it.
Chicken.
Whatever, we'll just chop this out.
I like food!
Yeah, Alec, or Luce, you can edit this part out.
Hold on, let me just...
I said it! Shut up!
Your name's Luce.
I said it, shut up.
It's Lucifer.
Let me just find my place now, since you guys... Oh! So, I really liked the interaction with Takatora and...
Roshuo,
thank you. It made me think that as it is... Right now, I mean, yeah, Cid is kind of a threat to everyone, but he's kind of in the same mindset as everyone else. There's no clear-cut villain in this show anymore. It's very battle royale featuring pro tags.
Yeah.
Because now it's come down to the clear-cut... We know, it's been confirmed that there is a singular objective that one person gets.
Yeah.
And at the cost of killing the species.
Yeah.
I just kind of, you guys are going down the wrong path to succeeding the forest's power.
Don't
fuck up like we did. I mean, the only reason you'd want to fuck up is if there was someone wanting that oh-so-forbidden power. Well,
shall I count the number of people aiming for that?
Yeah, I was gonna say, Well,
I might need a second hand.
I was going to say, I might know a couple of those people personally.
I might need a second hand at
this
point.
That's why Coda needs to get it.
And that's why...
Guarantee, nobody will use that power. Nobody's gaining that, using that thing just to gain power.
It'll be like the greatest treasure in the universe from Gokaichi. I'll just be like, I wish for every writer to get his power back!
Because Takatora is the overseer on that whole project the whole time, you know, in his own ignorant little mindset, just kind of internally, fuck me. Just kind of like, whoops.
You know what? I feel like it would be a really, really good ending if Takatora was the one to obtain it.
A very encouraging thought. That would make me happy, but I mean...
If you actually think the main character's not going to get the ultimate power, you're fucking dumb.
Well, we know what his ultimate form is. That may not be a result of the objective.
I think it's going to be Jonouchi.
So, yeah. Yes, yes. See, that's the thing. If we're basing this on the actual Sengoku history, then that's where this is headed, but we don't know that for sure yet. I would be surprised and not exactly disappointed if
that
happened.
I'm sitting here anticipating it as much... I'm willing to accept it within its... within his... birthright, as it were, being just kind of sitting here going, I really hope not, though.
Do you know who's going to get the forbidden fruit? Bondo.
And he will sell it at his juice
bar. In the end, he was behind everything.
He will make
you know what?
He will make the golden
Bravo.
Smoothie.
What would Corrin do if he
got the forbidden?
Are you congratulating Lane on that notion, or saying that Oren would get it?
No, I think more Bravo would get it, yeah.
Oh, okay, because you looked at Lane after he was done talking and said, Bravo. And I went, are you congratulating Lane or implying Oren?
I would think Bravo would actually get it, and that would be his second form?
Turn the entire Earth into Charmon.
If we're talking about fan service-y wishful thinking, then sure.
I love Bravo, but that's not going to happen.
Right
now he still has his face squished against Deirdre's wall.
Yeah, it's just still
wallpaper.
Just look for like the next time we see like the hub where the crack was in Yggdrasil, and we just see like an imprint of Orin's
face. No, but that was
the
room they were gathering in when they formed their deadly alliance, but there was no sign of him. No. So he obviously fucked off.
He'd made his way down the tower.
Yeah.
I doubt anyone in that building could have
stopped. I'll see myself out, thank you.
Stop! Or what? Never mind. That would be the whole conversation.
You know what?
No? He'll pull
You know what? Fuck it. Leave. Go for it.
He'll pull a dice game and just beautify people on their way through. Anyone who tries to stop him, he'll like super makeup job on them, and they'll be too stunned to give a fuck.
For them. He's a mercenary for hire, so
he does have military training. So yeah, safe to say.
Anyway,
but yeah, no, I really like that. That just like, I know this is like we're kind of again derailing, but I like that about the two current big bads of our two shows is that they're villain, not villains.
Yeah.
You know, and I like that, just kind of the whole, what is this guy doing exactly that's evil? Nothing? Oh, then that's just human error.
Yeah.
We've assumed these guys are assholes because Demushu.
Yeah.
Just kind of, that's his fault. I mean, yes, we knew the other, the guy that was talking to him from the background all the time.
Redway.
Was always just kind of the passive-aggressive one.
Yeah.
Versus Demushu, who was the aggressive one, who was the Kaito of their group.
Although, based on that flashback from Roshio, it's safe to say Redue is among the, fuck the weak group.
Yeah, and that's fine, but again, he picks his battles.
Yeah.
But no, just to see their boss going, I'm not gonna hurt you, let's have a civil conversation.
Let's find out what the fuck is going on.
Yeah. I looked at you, and I was just kind of like, this is your on-screen, you know, premiere.
This is like the master overlord of the monster race we've been fighting for 30 episodes.
And I'm just like, I like you. I'm rooting for you.
Yeah.
You're cool. And I guess it's just kind of like, I don't know what it is. I have a thing for bad boys in this show. started with Takatora, now it's Roshuo?
Roshuo.
There we go. No, they're really cool. Are we bringing up that now? I don't feel like I have much else to talk about.
Yeah, seriously,
go
for it.
That What is that? Is that next episode?
That's our crossover special.
That's the crossover for the movie.
Yeah. Gaim Kick Eider. Another weird crossover episode to promote a movie.
More than likely non-canon as fuck.
What, the movie or the episode?
Next episode.
Well, obviously not.
You know, like the movie.
The Tokuger crossover.
I like the fact that Kikaido's henshin calls apparently switch on.
Yes. I heard that and I was like, you're lucky you did it first, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Because
anything force, they copied you.
I was like, because you're digging up some bad vibes right now.
Like, how, like, you're in a Kamen Rider series that goes, and then you have switch on. I'm just like,
I don't know, everyone seems to be on the very opposing end of this fence for whatever reason.
It's because it's another crossover.
Do you want to know what, though? I guess, I mean, it started with Gavin and all that, and it was really not, I have a soft spot for these obscurum old school tokus.
Yeah, they kind
of
be...
just kind of like, I like the fact that they're reviving your dad's toku, you know what I mean?
Can we please bring back B-Fighter next? Because I would love that.
Like, just to slowly but surely...
Gridman.
B-Fighter, the series that became Beetleborgs.
We need to bring back Gridman.
But yeah, I really...
VR Troopers!
That's another one.
I don't know a ton about, like, the Kick Eider source material, which is why I'm really happy they're doing the entire series rebooted as a movie.
Oh, Christ.
It's called Kick Eider Reboot.
Yeah, the name of the movie actually is Kick Eider Reboot, because he's a
robot.
And I'm just thinking, the same thing that's going to happen to any movie that's a summary of a series. They're going to leave out a lot of important plot details, rush through scenes that are from the original series.
Counterpoint. It's an 80s toku.
True.
Double
plot points?
I was going to say...
It can have plot. Just because it's from the 80s doesn't mean it doesn't have plot.
Objection.
No, objection.
Objection. A lot of that stuff.
I know that's the standard, but come on. I'm trying to be nice to a series
well,
I have no interest
nice
in.
Stop being nice to a series that most series back
Speaking
then didn't have plot.
Speaking of being nice to series you know nothing about, Hentai Kamen. a series retold as a movie. That went well.
Well, that's
that
because...
That was shot wonderfully.
Regardless, for, you know as
I,
well as
I didn't
do,
see it!
For what Hentai Kamen was as a series, how else could you have possibly adapted that in a one movie? They did well.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, that whole thing with his superpower at the end, that was introduced, like, volume one of the manga.
Yeah.
But see, that's
but
what
it's
I
good
mean.
That they, but it's nice the way they did it.
No, I'm not saying it's not going to be... it's not going to be enjoyable... I'm just saying, any fans of the original source material are going to notice glaring flaws.
I was going to say, I noticed glaring flaws,
I'm thinking,
but boy,
like,
did I love that movie adaptation of Hentai Kamen.
Okay,
who's
sure.
going to have...
Anyway.
Who's going to have a problem with glaring flaws when they bring back a show that they clearly did not give a fuck about, and this is just literally so that they can bring back old favorites?
But, I mean...
Here you are assuming they didn't give a fuck about Kick Eider back
then. Yeah, I was gonna say,
well,
Kick Eider's really popular.
Let's not make assumptions...
stuff now other than the movie?
Let's not make assumptions about its target audience, a.k.a. not us.
I was gonna say, it's very... Look at Neo Heisei. Look at Tokuger. Kick Eider and, like, Space Sheriff, they are very old-timey.
Yeah.
Yep, double. Design-wise.
Yeah.
Based on somebody.
Yeah, they're very old-timey. And then
Joker,
it's just kind of...
Black.
Hey, Dave, what was your favorite writer again?
Dub it wrong.
There you go.
Kamen Rider Double Black.
Kamen Rider Double Double. It's a Canadian version.
Triple Double.
It's Heat Metal.
Yeah. It is Heat Metal.
Except he's got a Tim's Cup.
Yeah.
That's his weapon.
He throws hot coffee.
And now we know what picture needs to be on screen in the YouTube version right now.
Guess what's not going to be in the video?
It's the Heat Shaft, but it's got a Tim's Cup on the end of it.
And the name of
Somebody
the form,
Photoshop that.
The name of the form is Kamen Rider Double Hot Coffee.
Someone Photoshop so it's not the Heat Shaft, it's a hockey stick.
Oh yeah, there you go!
Just Heat Metal holding a hockey
no,
stick.
No, just put like...
and it's a Canadian flag on
just
the Heat Shaft.
Just put like the bladed part of the hockey stick at the end of the metal shaft.
And the Canadian flag is on the Heat side.
Hell, someone already did Kamen Rider Double Iron Patriot. I saw that.
Alright, let's move on.
Yeah,
Tokuger.
Yeah, taking too long.
Tokuger!
Shibachinko!
Shibachinko!
All aboard!
Other train...
David doesn't like this show, so
other
I'm gonna...
train puns.
Precious Sentai Tokyo.
Guess what I'm gonna say? I don't wanna talk about this. Next!
Well, I'll start.
Okay, well, okay, I'm just gonna say one thing. After today, after this week's episode, I'm not watching Tokyo anymore.
That's get out of my pocket.
Yeah. Actually, I will, because I'm going to get a drink.
Okay.
And thus
Silver Cat
leaves.
And thus the most Kira Kira member of the group fades into darkness.
And then I'll be right back, you know, because I remember, I'm a phoenix, so I rise from
the
ashes.
Well, I feel sure. I feel I should always just start this because I'm the most...
Allow me, because it's my turn.
Yeah, we have a. There's an order to these things,
know,
Pinky.
But you don't fucking give a fuck about it.
You know what?
That's
you
beside
were wrong
the point.
The last two episodes.
Yeah,
the last two episodes, I enjoyed the fuck out of it. But this week, you're correct again because oh my god, it's way to fucking lose my interest again, show.
Come on, you were on the right track.
Yeah. the look Kevin's giving right now.
It's like I can't not see them coming a mile away, but goddamn!
No, but yeah, I just... The last two episodes, I actually enjoyed them. Like, I really liked the last two episodes. I don't know why.
I told you, too good to be true.
I know.
They just built us up with bullshit, and then anything that was remotely good made us Kira Kira.
And then this and episode...
Then, and then
know,
they were all, you've had your fill, we're going back to the bullshit now.
Yeah. I'm sorry, today, this week was our prerequisite. Enemy trapped the good guys in an illusion, and the power of love and friendship brought them out back to reality.
Yes.
I just like the fact that he decided to fuck with the memories of people who had already had their memories fucked with.
Yeah.
It's like compounded amnesia.
I'm doing an experiment where I'm giving them all these different roles in society, and they no longer have imagination. Why the fuck didn't you just do that to all five of them?
He tried. Light resisted it.
He didn't say that. He literally
He didn't want them to
tell? He literally sat Light down and went, I'm doing an experiment with your friends. We left you free so that you could, just so the Emperor can enjoy this a bit. Have fun.
I think he tried and couldn't...
That's what happened when he kind of, like shock stared him, and Light was just like, oh, no. Fuck was
I,
that?
I figure he tried to do it on Light, but it didn't work because he has the most imagination.
No, see, because that would make sense, and this is Tokyo.
Okay, come on.
No.
Now you're just being an ass for being an ass.
I know. But no, you know what? This is one of those... This plot line was such a fucking cliche, even for Super Sentai.
Well, yeah. You didn't think Tokyo would have all the tropes in it?
Well, it totally would. But even for Super Sentai, this one's cliche. It's every show ever has one of these.
Yeah.
I like to think that
it's gonna stop now.
I like to think it's because GoBuster treaded so far outside the line with all of the stuff it did that broke
outside
tropes.
The black line?
Yeah. And then Tokyo's like, I'm sorry for trying, we'll go back in the box. Please don't be mad.
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah, and then there's that, please get behind the black line.
If you value your life.
And Light just standing there straddling it, like, which side is the wrong, or which side is outside?
The line literally comes up his legs.
And which side is behind?
Which side is behind the thing? See his train? That side!
Dive!
Dive! Motherfucker, dive! That was the one enjoyable part for me. He's like, which side is on the right side of the line? Shit! That one!
That was, like, the one joke. Remember how in episode 2 and 3 there was, like, the one joke that kept
I
me watching?
I snap my swords!
This was
fuck.
This was that one joke.
Yeah.
So we're back to that formula.
That was pretty much it for me on that episode. I just, once again, way to fuck around, Tokyo.
Alright, so, couple points. I like the fact that because of his newfound affinity for Kira Kira, he's decided that he hates all of his staff. He's pretty much flinging them across the room.
I think it's, he's getting tired of their shit.
Yeah, even though he just got there.
He sees it as some mild form of insubordination.
Yeah.
Of just sort of that, how dare you question me mentality.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I want shining things. But go to Heika, you must become darkness so you can rule the land or some shit. No, fuck you, I want Kira Kira! Yeah, when they were trapped in their illusions, I really hate myself for saying this, but Kagura was actually hot.
Okay, sure, whatever.
Only because she was all dressed up for modeling.
Yeah.
And I have to say no, because no.
Well, that's fair. That's fair.
You can. Kagura's hot. I prefer
heat. Yeah, anyways, I still prefer Mio. Yeah, that moment where the chicken nugget... I
also prefer Mio. It's very delicious.
Shut
lots of different flavors.
You think it was Mio, but it was I, Dio!
You thought you were drinking cherry juice, but it was I,
Mio!
Anyways, that moment where the stupid chicken nugget failingly attempts to assassinate the Emperor.
Oh, I'm gonna stand here with a shield!
Just gonna stand here!
It's just funny how she's just like there, and he's not even looking at her, just like,
you're not
gonna try harder than that.
Like that.
You gotta do better than
you're
that.
You're not gonna succeed shaking like that.
I don't know what's more unsettling. Her trying to kill him, or him kissing her.
Yeah.
Yes! Looks in her eyes. Wow, your eyes are really shiny. I'm gonna marry you. And I'm like,
I love that. Is this my bride or whatever?
Yeah.
And who said chivalry's dead?
No, Swartz notices, like, she's still holding his handkerchief that he, like, he was just like, oh, I don't pick up things that
I
drop.
Yeah,
and
I was
like, he's like,
that thing you did.
It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. At least maybe he's starting to notice Greta, but we'll see where that goes.
Senpai is noticing her.
Yeah. Yep. The very military, purposeful, evil Nazi senpai.
Becca!
Yeah, but...
That
kiss. And,
What's that character type called? Not Tsundere. What Greta is?
Yandere?
Is that
no!
I don't know what you're...
She is nowhere near insane enough for Yandere.
I don't remember what Yandere means. I just figured
it's
the opposite.
Actually, she was getting there with the shiv, but not quite.
Okay.
Okay.
I had that backwards.
Like its own name?
Yandere, it's the one...
No. Like
what Greta is.
What Greta is. Like, just being that sort of closet, senpai notice me, but not being passive-aggressive about it.
Cliche shy girl.
Oh, is that it?
That's
There's no name for that?
I got nothing.
Okay.
There probably is
I'm sure usually the go-to.
I'm sure there's a term
asked.
For that. If anyone listening knows what that is, just post in the comments somewhere.
Anyway.
Fuck it, Google it.
Moe.
There you go.
Oh, maybe Moe.
Sure.
Oh,
we'll call it that for now.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Moe chicken nugget.
The Moe nugget. It's like a McNugget, but cuter.
Yep.
Although not cuter.
Implying cute.
All I can say... Is the Moe guys finally got to McDonald's?
I still say they're going to pair her up with Grimace.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Coming to McDonald's in Japan.
Coming to a Japanese McDonald's near you, big posters with Greta and Grimace holding hands.
At the altar. Yeah. It's the McDonald's arches.
Yeah!
Someone Photoshop that, please!
No, Zed's true form is under the moonlight, and he just turns into Grimace.
It's
some Shrek level of shit. So in the light, like under the sun, he's, you know,
by night one way,
by night
by
he looks
another.
Human. By nighttime,
he shall be the norm.
He shall be
until
Grimace.
I get Grimace Nugget's first kiss and take love's true form.
Exactly. Yeah, he likes it.
I literally just want to kill myself.
It's gonna happen!
Woo!
Okay.
Knowing this show, it just might.
Yeah, and last thing I want to bring up is, yeah, we saw Cho Tokyo, that rushed-ass Gatai.
Hey guys!
Trains run at each other, and bam! And stand up, and it's done.
Well, that about sums up how much of a clusterfuck
it is. I love the reaction where everyone else is just like, holy shit, what the fuck are you doing? Light's like, I got this, don't worry.
No, you know what? It's like, Cho Tokyo is such a fucking train wreck, it was formed by a train wreck.
Yes. Accurate.
They all just fucking ran into each other and suddenly...
It stuck.
Cho Tokyo.
It was one of those... Another one of those combinations of the notion that Light assumed his plan would go according to plan. He had accounted for the fact that they would blow up the track.
He imagined it.
No, I know, and that's fine and all, but, like, there's no fucking way his imagination is so strong he can control the actions of his enemies.
No.
His imagination is so strong it warps reality.
That's what I'm saying.
He could learn to harness this properly, no enemy could stand in his way.
I think we need
And that's where the Red Ranger super form is going to come from.
Oh my god.
I can't wait for the final episode where they fight final boss, and literally Light just pulls a Joseph Joestar where he's just like, you're going to say blah, 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 blah. How did you do that?
No, I've got it. Light is going to imagine his Battleizer.
Yes!
Of course!
It's that thing where they've shown that if Light imagines it hard enough, it happens.
You guys.
His imagination warps reality, and that will be the power of his fucking super form.
Guys, like, and I mean, I'm paraphrasing here. Light's Battleizer is going to be the Hyper Zector.
Yeah.
He's going to will it into existence, and it's going to be fucking cool. One of those things.
Pretty much.
And he's going to stop Tokati from dying constantly.
So I looked it up. That character trope is actually Moe.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
I figured you, if it existed.
Score one for me.
There you go.
That was just a wild guess. Score one for me.
With the example being...
Hey man, Kuropeko happens.
Harold, he sees Amiya, the big titty chick.
I imagined it.
The big titty chick from Harold,
he sees
Amiya.
And it passed into the other series. That's some decade shit.
Yeah, okay. Are we done with Tokyuger?
No. I have one more thing to say about Tokyuger. There's one thing.
Still on you.
Lane and Kevin.
Yes.
Sorry.
So,
you're
I like
the be-all and all.
I like that Zed, pretty much like, he just is like, fuck off, I want to do whatever I want. You guys aren't chatty. I honestly think throughout this series, Baron Nero is just going to be like, the Emperor's not doing what I was hoping he was going to do. I'm gonna think of a plan to usurp him of his title and take over for myself.
Well, he is Lelouch.
That thing where the Emperor is only interested in shiny Pokemon.
So Lelouch is going to pull Lelouch?
He is voiced by Lelouch. I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh my god!
So, as much as I hate Baron Nero, I honestly think I might start to like him if he decides to plan to take down the Emperor so he can become the new Emperor of Darkness.
He's Ryoma Sengoku.
Exactly!
I'm still holding out hope that the Emperor of Darkness will be Tokyurokugo.
Mm-hmm.
It's entirely possible.
Cho Tokyo I fucking love, which is why I bought...
I like shiny things.
Which is why
I'm a sixth ranger now.
Which is why I bought Diesel, which I'm holding right now. But yeah, Cho Tokyo just makes Tokyo look... less
tolerable?
More tolerable than, you know, a like...
My eyes don't hurt
It's like this. Oh, you don't like this form of the Trainzord?
Add
Let's
more,
slap more trains
add
on
more
it!
Add more train!
Because I like Tokyo.
Let's make Tokyo fatter.
But if you put these two together, then it looks really cool.
No.
Hey guys, we have enough power. I think you guys can pull anything you want. Okay, let's combine everything!
That is what will happen. They will pull a Samurai Howl and just ka-chuck all the trains together.
But this episode was okay, because I have to agree with Raven, it was stupid that this was just the, as long as, you know, we're together, we can do anything, episode.
Honestly, that shit didn't even faze me.
I'm looking forward more to next week's, because it's about them finally being like, we gotta stop letting Light do whatever the fuck he wants. He's gonna go too overboard with this shit. So I love that that's gonna be next week's
also,
episode.
Also, apparently Fire Rush on next week.
Oh, yes! I'm so buying that because it's going to be so cool with Dieselo. So
it's the Heat Gun. It shoots fire and fire retardant.
Yes, the Heat Gun is pretty awesome.
And it's fire.
You're retardant.
All right, Kevin,
you're
go.
Flame
Your
retardant.
You're flame retardant.
Goodness.
You said it.
That's now the title of this podcast episode.
Sure.
Flame retardant.
I was going to call it the Great Belt Debate, but no, that's better.
Flame retardant.
Flame retardant.
There you go.
Great. It went from an actual decent name to this. Fuck you.
Fuck.
The council has spoken.
Yes.
Kevin, your notes.
Yeah. So, I really like... I mean, no one has talked about him yet. I really like Lamp Dude.
Oh yeah, he was
My
cool.
Lamp Shadow!
And
Lamp...
now he's dead.
Shut up and listen to my exposition!
No, I really liked it. It was true, though. It was just kind of like, I'm a shadow. What do you notice about me? people. You're a shadow.
You're a monster. And I should stab you.
Okay, yeah.
You're a shadow. Throws fireball.
Yeah, no, wrong answer. No, you're a moron. Yeah, for someone who is an embodiment of darkness, I emit light. I mean, really, what's up with that?
I mean, I know it's evil light, but come on.
Like, yeah, I'm a lamp. I'm a shadow monster based on an object that produces light.
To be fair, he's based on a lampshade.
Point.
But he does emit light.
No, I know.
Right. My one thing I had with this episode was there were, like, 3 or 4 different points where something happens and I go, reaction, and then the show throws it up on the screen. And I'm like, stop reading my mind, show! Like, for example, the imagination bazooka. Why buckets? Why buckets? I know!
And they didn't even answer
right,
it!
Right, that's, I forgot to mention, that was funny.
Yeah, just
rain of buckets!
I can't name all the examples, but that happened.
And
like,
they don't even give an answer to
that
question.
It happened like 3 or 4 times where I said something, and then like a second later, I read it in some, and I'm just like, I know, right?
I think we are their target demo after all.
I was just kind of like, what is going on here? But yeah, just kind of, I was like, what's it going to be this time, Bucket? What did that have to do with anything?
Damn it!
Yeah, just, what did that have to do with anything? Why buckets?
Because they're,
they're
replacing the lampshade with a bucket to prevent light.
Well, no.
That's obscure as fuck!
No, it's impossible because it was a bucket that dumped other buckets!
Yeah. It's an Easter egg teasing fire.
Sure.
There.
I will accept that.
Pew, pew. Pew, pew.
Oh yeah, those fucking cannons.
Blastoise Tokyo.
Yeah.
I thought that was entirely aesthetic and I was proven wrong and I'm happy. I was like, oh, those things work! Okay, cool, that's interesting.
For those who aren't staring at Cho Tokyo right now, we're talking about the shoulder cannons.
Yeah. Made of the diesel.
And you know what? Yes, my first instinct was, oh, cool, he has shoulder cannons. And then I went, no, wait, this is Tokyo. They're probably just fucking stupid.
But no, we were proven
like,
wrong.
Nope.
But wait, there's more.
I'm glad I was right. They're cannons. Cool. I guess you could say, they're cannon.
Yeah! Damn.
I'm genuinely surprised I didn't come up with that first.
Yeah. Hashtag Ichipun.
Wow, hashtag Kevin pun.
I guess.
Because Kevin said it.
Anyways.
Because shut up.
Because, hashtag cause shut up. Spelled C-O-Z.
Are you done?
Because
I want to talk about Guy Movie.
I'm thinking.
Let the train rag run in his head.
Yeah, come on, let's go. Choo-choo!
You know what? My imagination's not at full potential today. So, I must not be thinking about my thinks.
About your thinks.
About my thinks. Thinks, the time sweeper. yeah, no. It's time for Guy
Wizard Movie!
And now we're going to talk about wizards.
Short
time
to see the samurai, the wonderful samurai of the Sengoku period.
Yeah. So, yeah, we all of us watched the recently subbed
Wizgaim!
Wizgaim. The Gaim Wizard Movie Wars, the fateful Sengoku Battle Royale, whatever the fuck, movie war.
Oh boy.
So,
And now we will have a moment of silence for the title sound. Okay.
There was a title sound?
And I usually for the discussion.
There should be. I gave him one.
Yeah. Edited. We didn't exactly pause for it.
And fuck you. Let's go.
Okay, so I think it's best if we just proceed through the story and just talk about in chronological order instead of going through person.
Yep. So
first point is the very. God damn it! Why?
Wizard.
So
that's what I wanted to talk about, you bitch, motherfucker.
Well, we're all talking about it.
So
we're doing it based by timestamp, not by person.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
So first scene of the movie is good old Haruto. Hey, it's nice to see you again. We kind of missed you a little bit, but not so much,
no,
really.
I missed didn't. None of that.
No, not really.
Haruto, you were a good break from Forze.
True. You weren't Forze.
At
least Gendro wasn't bland.
I was going to say, as much as I hate Forze, I actually disagree. I will Forze before I wizard.
Let's put it this way. Wizard looked nicer.
And that hurts for me to say.
I liked Wizard's designs
and
more.
And that's absolutely correct. Wizard was incredibly more well designed than that thing.
Yeah.
That thing we don't like.
Cone face. So it starts with Wizard. For those who saw the end of the series, you know that he fucks off to find a place to put the Koyomi ring forever. So apparently he ends up in some Italian village where some kids are playing soccer and they kick the ball up onto a statue. Oh no. So Wizard.
So I'm just going to point out something here. Does Haruto have a passport?
Doesn't need one for on, he's on foot.
Unless his connect spell has hella range.
He motorcycled across the ocean.
Teleport.
Wizard.
Okay.
You know what? I'm gonna call teleport because we saw him do it at the end of the movie.
Ring. Which he apparently has.
He got the teleport ring after defeating Koyomi.
Well, if he used it before to get to Italy, then he probably stole it off.
No, because he didn't use it till the end.
Whatever the fuck Wizard White Wizard's name was.
Just because he used it at the end doesn't mean he didn't have it.
Yeah.
The only thing he got was
was his name again? I don't even remember now.
Wiseman.
No, I mean his human name.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It was Foo something.
What's the use of remembering Wizard? Just forget.
Anyways, so they get the kids put this soccer in the statue. Connect. He's like, oh, okay, I'll just use my connect spell to grab it. Gives the soccer ball back to the kids. Are you a magician?
No, I am
a wizard.
And I'm like,
fuck you.
Naruto spoke English. That's funny.
No, I am a wizard.
I am a wizard. I almost choked on my own rage at that moment.
And then was just like, okay, TV, off!
Then we go to the other side characters, and apparently they made artificial phantoms, and they all look like wise men, like, what the fuck?
May I just point out who and why, why was that never addressed?
What I was about to say. I love how hilariously underexplored the whole artificial phantoms thing are. They're just there for Ogre to eat. No one explains who made them or why.
Mm-hmm. I said this to Lane you were watching with, Ribbons and Trailblazer. Out of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
Gundam, a guy that dies at the end of the show comes back in the movie but isn't him.
Oh, okay.
And so you see him on screen and go, but
you're dead.
Yeah,
and
then Saji threw a chair at him,
which was the biggest mistake of his life.
Oh, wait, we're not talking about this movie. We're moving on to another movie.
So yeah, we have a freezer full of Friezas that pop up, and then
Frieza food of him.
That's just the final.
And so since Wizard's fucked off, and Beast is apparently
1,000%
saving Chimera for lunchtime. Who steps in to save their ass but the Mage Sentai, a.k.a. Medusa's sister, Todoroki, and Kid Wataru.
Yeah, well, the point of why does Beast not using his thing if he has it now? Because they tell you pretty early on, oh yeah, he recaptured Chimera.
How the fuck did he do that?
For research. Somehow. For research purposes.
It's like, so why isn't he using it? Well, that thing where if he doesn't eat phantoms, he fucking will die.
And there aren't that many around
and
anymore.
And they're pretty much...
Or so we thought!
Aside from those artificial ones, there really ain't
well, he does have another source of food. We just talked about that part later.
Yeah, we'll get to that. The Mage Sentai gets their asses handed to them by this new phantom who is played by someone who looks like we've seen him from something else, but no one's cared enough to wiki him yet.
I should do that now.
I'll get on that.
Yeah.
Oh, you got that? Okay.
Looking up, the Ogre Phantom.
Yeah.
I
swear to God, it's like, I saw him in another Kamen Rider, kind of like, I saw him in Kiva or something.
Maybe, I don't know. If someone can look him up, we'll find out. But yeah, so, this Ogre Phantom, that thing where he's got a mouth that goes all the way from one hip to the shoulder on the other side.
Chris!
Wait until he wikis that. I think I might have it beyond something.
Oh my god, I think we figured it out.
Okay, well
wait,
confirm.
Yeah. Because I'm not 100%.
But no, just the creepy-ass way, his head and other side of his torso flips up to, like, reveal his mouth thing, and the way he noms those Frieza clones is...
Feed me, Shimo! My thoughts, exactly.
It's just, like, so hilarious and creepy at the same time.
The worst part about it is that the body stands but we're still, it looks like it's a doll.
So
I'm
who's Seymour?
Watching that scene. Feed me, Seymour!
Yeah.
Who is this?
Yep.
Feed me all night long.
Rocky Fiction Horror Show!
Yes,
okay.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Moranis.
Yeah.
And then it turns out he's got like the powers of a bunch of important phantoms from the show.
No. They describe it as if he eats the phantom, he gains their powers.
Yet bullshit!
Somehow
he ate bullshit, Medusa. Bullshit.
Apparently, he ate Medusa, yeah. Gremlin, and a number of other really important phantoms from the show. Who we saw get killed by Haruto.
See, that's the thing. I'm sure if we asked someone on the staff, they would explain it as, oh yeah, there were artificial versions of them, like the Wise Man clones.
Actually, Wise Man killed Medusa, technically.
That's beside the point.
Point. We saw her die on screen, and it wasn't Ogre eating her.
Yeah. Anyways.
I agree with what you said. It's just, good enough that he can recreate Wise Man.
Yeah.
Good thing Phoenix didn't come back and over-absorb Dam, because imagine how fucking broken the guy would have
still pissed as fuck that Phoenix hasn't come back.
Future All Rider.
Because when he gets revived, he doesn't have time to do anything.
Yeah, we made actually a
good
point.
They're saving Phoenix for a future All Riders. Yeah, he will come back in like this super ultimate form, because he's died 50 million times in the center of the sun now.
I was going to say, I don't think there was any other way they could have handled Phoenix than to cars him.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't get that joke because I haven't watched Cars.
Shot him off into space.
Yeah. Shove him into space here because there's nothing he can do about that.
Okay.
It's like Hulk Planet Hulk style.
Sure.
Except Cars just got shoved out into space. Hulk at least in a ship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never mind.
Okay, so
I'm not
I want to talk about something because I'm just going to skip a little bit ahead because those other things don't make sense. I can't read them. The only one I can read is the one that's in the caps. Oh, that's better. Oh, that's a lot better.
There you
I'm
go.
Sorry.
The donuts.
Yes.
Are you going to talk about the donuts? I want to
talk about the donuts.
I love that. I thought that was
the
funny.
Fucking donuts. Okay, I'm going to do it anyway.
The new selection of donuts at that shop that Haruto always went to. Okay.
I wasn't...
Fruit donuts!
I wasn't Orange. Mad, I was just disappointed.
Orange, banana, melon, boudou. And the voice of the Sengoku driver is coming out of the shop manager... Who was also, for those who watched Megamax, the fucking female superheroine.
Yeah. Also someone who shows up in Batsu a lot.
I love Kabocha.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That makes so much sense.
I was watching Batsu.
Is that the donut shop
is that
manager?
Donut manager? I look at the best. Look it up. Yup.
The best part is that we don't even have an actual name for this character. She's just the manager.
Yep, donut manager.
I liked it.
That's I like that she acknowledged, we've got this new plain sugar. I miss that.
Matt Cassie.
Just you not giving a shit about what I have to say.
But yeah, I think it's hilarious how Haruto walks in from a long vacation and being soundly thrashed. Don't worry, guys, I got this. Leave it all to me.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I got this. And then Koyomi shows up and he totally doesn't got this.
He's like, wait, she pulls a fucking Jesus and then becomes White Wizard.
And then uses the thunder fucking ring on the water.
Brilliant.
Kamen Rider Wise Man.
I know.
Fuck you, it's not Wise Man, it's Wise Woman now.
Usually I'd be totally on board with calling him by the official name.
Also, she's apparently made of magic rope.
Yeah, He took the ring and spawned a body around it with rope.
He found a winch in a warehouse and just unraveled it and made a person out of it.
Oh,
that was essentially what happened. And he stole Haruto's ring and made it the center. But that was about it.
So, yeah.
Oh, and now Koyomi's berserk and killing everybody.
Whoa. With explosions that actually look like she's aiming for people.
You know that thing that Wise Man used to do repeatedly?
Yeah. Like, explosion! 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 Yeah.
Oh, hey. Oh, yeah, I don't like you. Explosion!
It's like, what other magic do I need?
Like, I can spawn an explosion in your face. What else do I need to do?
I was like, it's just Edward Newgate running around the city.
Yeah.
And it's at this point that Nitos just straight up gets balls deep into Chimera's face, says, fuck you, let's do this. I don't give a shit that I'm risking my life again.
And then all I can hear from Chimera's face and just this voice... You'll be sorry.
You might regret this, just
bitch,
saying.
Bitch!
That thing where if you don't feed me enough, I'm gonna eat you. And there ain't enough fans.
Whatever, that was cool. Nito made Chimera's his bitch, and I was like, yeah. Yeah. Nito, you got points.
That fucking Shinpipi ring.
Yeah.
Shinpipi.
The thing where Shinpei made a ring. And it's
no, that thing that this is what bothered me. Haruto, like, he ties the ring, doesn't work, and he's just like, huh, it doesn't work. Ah, well, that's what I should expect from you, Shinpei. I'm like, you're a dick!
Well, yeah, but my problem with that ring is the fact that it was in Shinpei's voice.
And
how do you even do that?
Because he...
And it worked.
Yeah!
Eventually!
No!
There was just a bit of a time delay on it.
No. Philosopher's Stone.
Yeah, it needed the Philosopher's Stone.
Remember, the Philosopher's Stone rang first, and then it rang itself.
But yeah, this was a cool thing that happened. Haruto went into despair. That was cool.
But it needed
Wizard!
No one
to bring him back from despair.
No one can save me except myself.
So apparently he engaged himself, so he's going to get married to himself eventually.
No, this is stupid.
He would.
This wizard shows up, goes into his underworld, comes out, de-henshins, then henshins again.
No, de-henshins so he can have plot.
Yeah.
And then de-henshins.
So,
okay,
he can shift through his own fucking memories, like we need to be reminded of this
garbage.
Oh,
he's just like, the fuck are you... No, how is that possible?
I'm gonna unhenshin in my own underworld, walk around, and oh look, there's dragon.
Ogre's like riding it, trying to like get in my belly.
I liked that they were fighting when like certain memories. So like when Koyumi wanted like a hat or something, and you just see like Wizard and Ogre fight. That was well shot.
Actually,
I didn't
yeah.
like that because that it made well Wizard shot. Like tiny and like the memory super
no,
huge.
No, not that part. Like you oh. actually see like a scene where it shows like them.
Where
Archie's
literally
city.
Fighting.
Yeah.
In the middle of
oh,
that
oh, yeah.
I was like, that's well shot.
Yeah, I will admit, that was a really nice
scene. Well, that's
just
really a superimposed,
nice
which makes
no,
it really
no,
awesome.
No. There are new camera angles in that.
Yeah,
no,
it was literally, they had the actors redo that scene, and then the suit actors were running around in
fighting
ball,
around
fighting
them.
Around them, while every
that's
other
pretty cool
actor
then, yeah.
ignores
yeah,
the
like,
fuck
that's,
out of
that's,
them.
That's,
yeah, that's the one.
That
like,
was neat.
Yeah.
I liked that. That
but
was
then it
cool.
gets really stupid when they're
yeah,
fighting,
they do
the and they have a giant fucking, like, huge, like, 90
screen.
Million foot screen, and they're, like, an inch fucking tall fighting each other. Like, you could have at least made it a little better.
Wild classical music plays
yeah.
in the background, and then every frame he's a different form.
Yeah.
Cause cinematography.
Cause fuck you, that's why.
Because continuity.
I almost wanted to walk out
oh,
of this entire
no.
fucking half.
The best scene in the whole that part of the movie was Haruto walking through the shop and fucking Beast's face
yeah.
as he's frozen about to squirt mayonnaise
yeah, like,
on his...
Ah!
Just that face is like, ah!
Mayonnaise just hanging there out of the bottle.
But you can totally tell that it wasn't a shot where everyone was frozen. They actually had to have the actors stand
yeah,
there.
Yeah, the
because
the
guys
are
like,
standing,
they
yeah.
can see them like shaking
yeah.
and like moving around. It's like, you guys could have just superimposed some of this stuff.
And yeah, like earlier Koyumi is just like, you killed me, but I'm happy you killed me.
And then
no, Nichan, don't have sex with me. Oh, it's okay. It's only you.
And then Nito gets Om Nom. Yeah, Bougie.
No. Before even that, the best part is where he finally decides to store the Koyumi ring inside my own memories. No one will get it there.
Koyumi lives in
fucking,
me.
Fucking dragon eats Koyumi. Oh, I have the fucking goddamn Philosopher's Stone. I can leave now.
Never thought about
that. That's a valid point, actually.
Yeah.
Jesus!
I love how when they finish the battle, Dragon's like, yeah, I've kind of grown fond of this place, so I'm going to stick around. You like watching all these shitty emo memories get played back and forth?
He's a phantom! That's what they do!
I guess.
I
was like, you know, he's training him.
Dragon's the kind of guy to put the boy in the striped pajamas on repeat.
Yeah!
Interesting metaphor.
So,
metaphor. Pretty sure he's got a DVR and everything.
So Naito picks up the gun and goes, "Oh no problem, I got this," and dead.
And well, then he just gets nommed by the nameless invest partnered up with Bujingaim.
Yeah.
And then the real movie starts.
And then the actual movie
I
starts.
I was going to say, and here's what's wrong.
And thus, Pikachu's vacation came to an end and the actual movie started.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
And to add on to that notion, here's my problem with the... And this is
now
my
I
final...
Wanna, now
this is my final thoughts on the wizard portion. After having watched the whole movie and seeing how the movies come together, this disappoints me as a guy movie Gaim movie, because the wizard portion of the movie, even in the end game, contributed nothing.
Yeah, nothing! Except for fucking what's-his-name getting eaten!
There's continuity in the fact that, hey, wizard shows up at the end.
We already had a wizard.
Which
he
is why this
numbed,
is gonna be funny. Because if, say, like, the next Rider series, it's not as good as Gaim, and we'll get the Gaim, like, new Rider Gaim movie, and we'll see the Gaim section of the movie first. Alright, fucking Gaim section! Yeah, watch that! Then the new Rider section will be like, the best part of the movie.
Jesus Christ,
now.
What is this?
Oh, no, you're
Gaim
talking.
Comes back. Oh, there you go!
It's Gaim! Yay!
Fuck new Rider!
Go Kiwami Arms!
One more Gaim!
Yeah, really.
The other one is fucking...
No, he'll go gold Kiwami Arms!
And then all of a sudden it's like,
you are number one.
We find out the new rider coming after this one is the rider based off of fucking mini discs.
Oh god.
Gaim season 2. Can you imagine?
They'll pull the Power Rangers.
Can you
Kamen
Riders imagine?
Kamen Rider Super Gaim. He'll finally get a Genesis driver.
That's just it. Can you imagine just the resounding success of this and the Kamen Rider staff like Toei just come on, we can't go anywhere from there. I've got it. What? Gaim season 2.
Kamen Rider Super Gaim.
Post-apocalyptic.
Gaim
10 years later, Helheim
Gaim or
Kamen Rider Gaim Shin.
Go from there.
Gaim Shin.
No, Shin Gaim.
Post-apocalyptic Zawami City, go. There's your plot.
Okay. The Gaim portion, a.k.a.
the good portion!
A.k.a. the movie.
That dance-off.
But I also noticed something before we start. The fucking wizard part is 5 minutes longer than the fucking Gaim part.
Really?
Yeah. Watch it again, and look at the timestamps.
It felt longer.
Look at the timestamps. It's like 5 minutes longer. I'm like, why does wizard get more screen time than the actual writer?
Because I am a Weezap.
Fuck you.
Weezap.
That moment where the fucking wizard Gaim part opens with a cameo by actual Kato Keisuke, aka the original Kamen Rider Ixa, and his headband says Nako-san.
Yeah.
I'm okay with this.
That was awesome.
I was pissed off because I heard Forze talk and I was like, you're not Gentro.
Yo, I said it too. Even I noticed that. You're not Gentro.
Get out, you fake Forze, son of a bitch.
It's Bujin Forze. It's not Gentro.
But he still did the... And I was like, yay. Yeah.
Hey, if you got it, flaunt it.
Yep. Nice producers.
Do they have it?
Yeah,
I don't think Forze's got it.
What
you know
does
who's
Forze
got?
It? Got?
Gengetsu's got it.
There you go.
Like, what does Forze actually have?
That moment where Zangetsu did Forze better than Forze.
Well, yeah, Zangetsu does everything better.
Alright, so, let's talk about the,
yes.
The good parts.
So,
aka the fucking
so
movie.
For some fucking reason, the teams are doing a dance off.
Hase
and
came
a,
back
and
to
battle.
Life, you guys.
Yeah, Hase's back.
So Hase was like,
which
hey!
Really shows us exactly where in the canon.
Where did we pinpoint it?
Between 7 and 10.
Yeah. It's definitely between 7 and
it was
13.
It was after the Rider
It's
game.
Before, because episode 11 and 12 is when we see the Genesis Driver.
Yeah, so it's between 7 and 12.
Yeah, but no, it's before that because we get the sneak peek
in
the movie, so it's got to be like 7
it's
and 12.
It's after the Rider game in the forest.
Yeah.
Because we see...
Anyways,
oh, yeah, because we see Kiwi,
yeah. We see Kiwi.
And they don't know about the Rider...
Yeah, what episode was Kiwi?
That was 11.
11 and 12, yeah.
So then it's between 11 and 12 then.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go, we pinpointed it.
Dicks.
Yeah, so that moment where the teams are all doing a dance battle and it's all well and good and no one gives a shit. Okay, thanks for warming up the crowd. Now let's have the real fun. The fucking Armored Rider battle between Gaim, Baron, Ryugen, Grinnon, and Kurokage.
Let me just say that...
And, of course...
Let me just say that shot with just seeing them all in a circle and just all the fruit arms just come down at the same time. All just, that shot was awesome.
Yeah, my thing, though... The minute that Battle Royale started, you have Hase and Jonouchi walking up to Kaito, just like, let's team up and fight these two. You know, we can beat them first.
Because that worked
so
well last time.
That worked wonderfully for Kaito the last time he agreed to do that.
Yeah.
And yet, he agreed with them?
No, canon.
Did he agree, or did he just not respond?
He's like, yeah, okay. It's like, I know, battles aren't decided by numbers. They're decided by which numbers are stronger.
Yeah.
And then he just goes with it.
And in the middle of the fight... Jinouchi and Hase, fuck off.
No,
hold on. Here's my problem with that whole ordeal, is were there for a dance competition. It is the
in theory.
The point of that was the rider dance off. That's what was going on, which turned out to be a precursor to the main event, which had nothing to do with dancing. And I was like, kind of makes the whole event seem like a sham.
Exactly.
It's just kind of like, yes, we know that the audience adores this whole rider battle thing,
but it's a publicity stunt.
It's a bit of a slap in the face to the whoever's running this thing going, well, the kids don't love the dancing no more.
One thing I notice is, like, before they hinge in and start the fight, all of the crowd starts cheering, Gaim, Gaim. And my thought is, I just want to imagine Kota just turning to the crowd, are you cheering for the team or just me?
Yeah.
And Michi's standing there smiling and looking around like he assumes he's part of it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to assume it's the former.
That thing where I pre-asshole Michi and I'm just like...
No, we'll talk about that later. But yeah. And then a fucking crack shows up and fucks everyone's shit up. And
he's fucking watching it on his goddamn phone!
And Sagara's like, oh no, and he's looking at his phone. I'm like, do you not have a monitor in your room to look at? No, on your phone? Okay.
That is his monitor.
Sure.
That's a shitty fucking monitor.
Yeah, so, and then if you pay attention, like, you can see it's raining in the Helheim Forest, which is a plot point for later, but I thought that was cool. So then, like, Baron, Gaim, and Ryugen kind of get sucked through this crack, and Grinnon and Kurokage are like, we're gonna stay here. See ya. We're not important enough.
No, they fucked off in the middle, right after the fight started, when the thing jumped out.
Yeah.
They just fucked off.
So,
then
they end up in this parallel world that is vaguely reminiscent of the
single episode.
No,
you didn't talk about the best part.
Well,
when Bujingan goes, ha! And opens up the fucking crack with his hand.
Yeah, opens up this giant evil crack with like a glowing orange border.
It's his crack. It's the... What is it? It's their ropes, but it's a, like, it's a certain type of rope.
Well,
the crack, it's...
Yeah. Well, we showed at the end of the movie that it's actually a power of the blood orange Loxie.
Yeah, yeah. But like I said, it's not a zipper like the it's like some old traditional Japanese rope.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Parallel feudal Japan.
So they end up in this parallel feudal Japan type place where there's this giant glowing tree.
Yeah, I was like, I get the whole parallel universe, but that changes where the tree of Yggdrasil resides?
Yeah, isn't it like a Norse mythology, not, you know,
no, it's
Japan?
It's the fact that in Zawame City, the tree was in a random part of the city, but here it's like just where this arena happened to be.
Obviously, yeah. It's the best ad for Yggdrasil ever.
Sure.
But that's what I was like, the tree of Yggdrasil's in Japan now? That's weird.
Yeah. And then they, like, Gaim falls in, and they're like, oh no, it's Bujin Gaim, and Kota's actually stupid enough to go, oh hey, look, they recognize me.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. And then something that really bugged me happened. They picked some fruit that was nearby, and it turned into lock vehicle locks. And I'm like, wait, aren't the lock vehicles man-made? Apparently not. Or at least
none of like I said before, none of the lock seeds are man-made. They're
except
just
for the energy ones.
Except for the energy ones. Well, but I mean, the regular lock seed ones are not man-made.
Yeah. Well, they kind of are, because turning them into lock seeds is a function of the belt.
Yeah, what I mean is that they're not man-made, as in, like,
they don't manufacture
them. They take a
them.
Fucking hammer and a screwdriver and went, I'm gonna make a lock seed! Bang, bang, bang!
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's an ineffective way to do it. I think you're gonna look to make a mess, not a lock seed.
I'm gonna make a mess seed.
So, and then we start getting introduced to this whole Bujin Rider faction type setup here. And the first team we see is Bujin O's, led by Nobunaga, played by Date, which is funny because Nobunaga was birthed in one of the O's movies.
Can we just talk about how that entire scene happened in front of a church with a big sign out front that said Honnoji?
Yeah.
And I started laughing.
Because you know the actual Sengoku story.
Because that's the frigging name of the temple where Oda Nobunaga died.
Yeah.
Again?
But did he have guns?
Yes!
Oh, okay.
That's Nobunaga's thing!
Nobunaga brought guns to Japan.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. He's the one who walked into a samurai, into a fucking samurai fight and brought rifles.
Nobunaga bringing guns to a sword fight.
Yes.
He's the guy that brought the gun to the knife fight.
Yeah.
No, hey, you know what I have to say about that is, I know that it's tokusatsu and it's not meant to be realistic or anything, but the fire was just completely static.
Yeah.
It was like something that you could do in fucking After Effects. Like, it was, I don't
He pointed
mean,
to me, by the way.
Yeah, I don't mean that Chris's editing is terrible. I'm just saying, if he can do it, why are these professionals doing it? Like,
low
if
budget?
It's a
the
movie,
budget's
though,
gotta go
no, no, no,
somewhere.
No, fuck you, movie.
The budget went to the giant tree at the end.
I was gonna say, the budget went to Gatsukiriba.
Yep. But I got, like, it's a movie. Movie budgets are always more, for one
Toei's
thing, and number two, they have more time to
yeah.
do it.
Toei's still at a financial loss from the O's movies.
So yeah, they fight their way through getting introduced to
there
O's
movies
and all that. Yeah, yeah. Dang. They were wonderful.
Fuck you. You made that joke already.
I know. Now I've made it on recording. So then, as they're escaping from this battle scene, they get kidnapped by one of the other lords, and this Gaijin-ass motherfucker turns out to be fucking EAS, a.k.a. the actual winner of the Sengoku War. So we know they've chosen the right side to get kidnapped by.
Totally.
Also, apparently, who Jonouchi Gridon is based on.
At least that's my opinion on the matter.
Yeah. The funniest part is where he wears the belt like an obi and tries to henshin with it.
Haha,
oh, yeah.
One henshin! Yeah, just imagine what would have happened if Gaim had a mass production model.
Yeah.
And fuck you guys, you're staying in prison, I'm fighting. Later.
I am Gaim now.
And that moment when he's clearly, like Lane said, he's clearly a fucking half American, half Japanese guy.
Yeah,
half white, half Japanese.
I
yeah.
love how he's sitting there, he's like, can I have that back? No, I'm gonna use it. No, it doesn't work that way. Can I have
the
it back? Tries it. Oh,
no,
looks like
actually,
it doesn't work. Yeah, no,
goes,
I told you. Give it back.
He Fine. Actually goes and, like, tries to do it, and the knife just goes, dunk.
The knife
oh.
just goes click on
yeah.
the fruit and won't open
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, but I love how Koda the whole time was just like, no, it won't work. Just,
yeah,
just
come on, come on.
Yeah, just come on. You're wasting.
She's just like,
Yeah, just you're wasting everyone's time. Oh, look, it doesn't work. No, I know. I fucking told you. Give it back. And he just...
Okay.
Here, have a wizard ring while you're at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because my rider was wizard and he died. Or got captured, whatever.
You can, there we go. Now we know why we had wizard in the opening. Yeah, that's good.
I like the fact that when Ieyasu tried to henshin, he actually said henshin after trying to use the
yeah.
sword instead of, like, before opening the lock seed.
I
want to
know if
good job! Good job!
You tried to open the lock seed and it actually said orange.
Like he opened the lock seat and said orange, and then he put on the belt.
Oh, it did say orange when he opened it? Okay,
yeah.
Never mind.
But then when he tried to use the cutter blade, it didn't work. Yeah. So then we
Wouldn't
had all...
Wouldn't it be funny if he tried and it just summoned an Invis?
Oh, dear Jesus!
Orange Invis!
We haven't seen an orange Invis yet.
We don't know what it would be based on. Yeah, anyway. So then we get all this exposition about the Rider War and Bujingaim kicking everyone's shit in. And then we go over to Kaito, who's, like, wandering through the village trying to figure out what the fuck to do next. And then we see the Satonaka clone getting beat up by some punks. She has a fucking pistol, and some punk with a spear, like, nudges it out of her hand. And I'm like, that was actually impressive.
And
she should have shot him!
And then he beats the fuck out of him and gives him back the spear! I'm like, why?!
Just because he's a condescending fuck.
Because Jonathan Joestar.
Sure.
I'm going to take your weapon from you, kick your ass, and then give it back. And tell you to leave.
Leave and take your damn spear with you.
Yep.
Oh, Akiko.
Yeah, you want to talk about the double appearance?
Oh.
Oh, Akiko. This is a portion of my heart. The portion of my heart that is slowly decaying and becoming a fucking mess of fucking goddamn
tumors.
Worms and tumors. And you are the evil that is part of Kamen Rider, and you should be killed. Murdered.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Dave. When you were saying decaying, I heard decayed for a second.
But yeah, no. Between Ryuji? Oh. Ryuji?
No, he's like, you're gonna fight them? You're gonna
Ryu.
Fight them?
Sure!
Ryu! You're gonna fight. She goes up to him and goes, I'm gonna fight you. If you're gonna fight them, then I'm leaving you. And then he fucking picks him up and goes, trial, dude.
and he fucking runs off.
I was like, shit, Ryu and Akiko are in this movie. Well, this is gonna kind of, like,
go nowhere.
This is gonna go nowhere. All of a sudden, he's like, nah, pussy's more important, and fucks off, and I was like, oh, thank God. Did not have the patience for them today.
Yeah. No, I completely agree with you. It's those two people that ruined Double for me. If someone can find me a series of Double that has a cut of them out, oh my God.
You're asking for a lot.
That's a 10 out of 10 show. That would be called, Double the Normal Version. God damn
Kamen it. Kamen Rider Double.
How are you going to explain Excel whenever he fucking shows up?
Just cut out all of the Excel.
He is the new Kamen Rider Meteor. Nobody knows who he is. Shows up.
Just me. Nice. Just
Robo Knight.
Yeah.
Sure.
He is the rider, and that's it.
All of the time.
He's a motorcycle. He is a motorcycle that happens to be able to henshin in
the air.
Sure.
He espies his motorcycle.
He's Autobachi?
The whole Double part
come
where
right
Double
Excel, get into the action.
Gets his ass kicked and, gets eaten. And I'm just like, oh, you could have at least died last.
He was close to last.
Yeah.
At least Bujin Double was smart enough to go extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's right
out of the gate.
Unfortunately, that's a trope. And if you do that shit, you're going to lose.
Yeah, when they're riding in the vehicle or whatever, and they're just like, oh no, there's Forze. And he's just like, oh no, it's cool. Forze's an ally of us. Literally stops in front of them, and it's like, he's going to say something important. Behind you!
Yeah.
In front of
us. He waits until he's stopped in front of them, and they've come to a complete stop.
He's waited until...
That's it. You can't yell on a motorcycle. That's unsafe.
He waited until he pulled the dangerous maneuver where he cut them off and hit the brakes before telling them, there's an ambush up. Boom! Oh, nope, they're here now.
Shit. So, and then he dies, of course, and then the fucking
Thank
Joker
God.
Memory.
Yeah, and then, OG.
Yeah.
That moment where it's so good to see OG Zangets wandering
around. Yeah, they were talking
again.
They're just like, there's a rain in Helheim. Takatora's just like, I'll investigate this myself. And
no,
like,
it's not just that. The scientists with the really fucking good observing equipment, apparently, also noticed that, there are some of the armored riders, and they got sucked through this weird-looking crack into an alternate dimension. How can you tell all that?
No, Takatora just looks at it.
I'm going to say...
That's insane.
I'm
going to
say they
work.
Have owls flying around that have cameras on them.
I'm like, are there Lockseed versions of the Candroids in this series now?
The Lockdroids?
Thank God they didn't do that.
I'm surprised.
I'm actually surprised because think about the toy opportunity that would come.
They've done gadget animal things a lot.
Double,
there are enough toys.
Double had it. O's had
it. Yes, but Double did it
Forze
well.
Had it.
Forze had it.
Wizard had
but
it.
But Double did
all
that
of
well.
It.
Don't do it if you don't need it.
The Plumonsters. Garuda.
Garuda.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those little fuckers.
I know, right?
I have a career ring.
And then you put the fucking ring in it, and I'm just like, you're just shoving a ring down his throat! Stop
it!
It
was in its stomach.
Golem was
No, it was
kawaii,
it was
though.
It was the one for...
That thing where Golem saved
for White Wizard. The one for White Wizard was you put
fuck.
It in his fucking face!
Yeah.
Cerberus.
Yeah. Okay,
anyways.
So he picks up the Joker memory, and that's it.
Just kind of stares at him.
Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
Clearly,
doesn't press the button! Oh, there's clearly a button on there!
Damn it.
That moment where Zangetsu, and Michi's not transformed!
We'll get to that!
Oh my god!
Whoa.
That moment where me and Ichi were watching the movie together downstairs a while ago, and just, I saw it, and this is Ichi's second watch through, and he didn't notice it. But I'm sitting there, and I watch Zangief walk up next to unhenshined Michi. And this is long before he knew anything about his brother's involvement in this. And doesn't say a goddamn word, and doesn't notice the fact that his brother is standing there.
Here, take this really powerful Lockseed.
Yeah, and he gives him the fucking... Suica. He gives him the Suica arms, and he's just like, okay, see you later.
Use this, go back to our world.
He was
henshin
for
that.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, he was henshin for
that. For that scene, it was later when they all started...
He knew Ryugan existed, they just didn't know.
It was after they rescued him from the Nom Invis.
Yeah.
I hate sitting here.
That one made sense.
So yeah, another thing I thought was funny was Gain using Ichigo Lockseed. Yeah, let's go ahead and make myself look even more like the bad one.
Yeah, no, I like that. That was cool.
And then they fought, and it was almost hard to tell who was who.
Nah, I could tell.
No, I know, that's why I said almost. Mm-hmm. If it was poor quality video, it would have been hard.
And then Sweet Arms happened.
Yeah, and then he fucking...
And then, what's his name? Jumped into Suika Arms? I'm like, that guy's fucking turned into mush.
No, it's like, yeah, he turns to Suika Arms, just fights Bujin Gaim and the Nom Nom Invest for a little bit, and then just grabs Ieyasu and fucks off back to the castle.
But he's, like, hanging in there, and he's grabbed onto him, and I'm like, where the fuck is his legs? Like, he must be, like, wrapped around him like a snake.
Same place Coach's legs are.
No, but he's sideways.
No, but he's sideways. Fine. He was sideways, so I was,
that
like...
That must have been really cramped.
So I was thinking, like... He should be fucking, like, you know, turned into a fucking, like, ball of mush. Because that's cramped, and they're going all over the place and jumping around and fucking bouncing all over the place. I'm just like, fuck you, there's no way.
So yeah, while Kaito is apparently raising the armies of hell that are left over from Bujin Kaim's Wake of Destruction, Kota and Haruto, who stepped in to save Mai in a very insignificant battle we didn't care to mention, they get back to the castle and fucking, like, wizard henchins to show off, hey, yeah, I'm the actual wizard, I'm gonna help you. And he henchins so close to Kota that Kota has to, like, jump away
Would you not jumped away if you saw fire just coming out of nowhere?
Well, no, my point is, why didn't Haruto just, like, take a step to the right so he wouldn't hurt anybody?
Yeah, I don't know. Because he's a fucking asshole.
Because I don't believe the fire of his transformation is actual fire.
It isn't. It's...
I guess.
Yeah.
It's magic.
It's just a step to
the left. Oh, yeah. Okay. No, you know what? I'm going to say this just because I know that Chris... If Chris says this, it's going to be terrible. Baron henchening with the cape on makes fucking sense that the cape is not there anymore.
No, I know. I just thought it was funny.
And then it came back when he went mango.
Exactly. It was distorted in mango seed.
No, that was actually part of me and Itchy's conversation. He henshined and Itchy's like, oh, the cape's gone. And I was like, yeah, it is. He goes mango. I'm just like, cape's back.
Yeah, cape's back.
But no, you have to... That's one of those things that make you think about the logistics of the belt. It's like, is the cape inside the armor? Because that would limit his mobility a lot.
Not really. If it was just draped around his back, it would make him fucking warmer as fuck.
No, it's draped around his back and down each of his legs. That would severely inhibit your agility.
That's extra cloth stuffed down the back of that suit.
I was gonna say it's extra cloth. It may be uncomfortable. Who did you really think that he's not gonna be like? Oh, I'm uncomfortable, so I guess I can't fight.
No, but the thing is, it'd be really hard for him to stretch his legs forward while that's, you know.
So that's why he lost.
Okay, sure.
That's why he lost. Okay. Congratulations, you figured it out.
Okay, sure, I'll buy that. So then. Gaim and Baron team up and they fight Bujin and Nom Nom again and they save Kota.
Nom Nom!
They never named him, so I'm calling him the Nom Nom Invest. So then they save Beast and Michi, and I'm just thinking, hooray, you saved Michi.
They save Beast and Michi immediately after they unloaded all the riders from the guy into the tree so Bujin Gaim could absorb them.
I guess he figured we don't need
Beast 2.
It
has to be main riders. It has to be part of the Bujin riders.
How the fuck did we bother nom-nomming those two in the first place?
Because they were attacking us!
Because they were in the way! You get them out of the way, they're not in the way anymore,
I guess
they?
He figured we don't need these for the big evil final spell, I'll just keep them inside
the
local
way,
storage.
That final spell, I'll talk about
we'll get to that.
Okay.
But no, he saves Nito and Michi, and I'm just thinking, hooray, you saved Michi, now he can betray you later.
Yeah,
so here we go, talking about the Zangetsu.
Sorry,
Michi
one
thing.
More thing real quick about Michi. It was super nice to just not hate Michi for 5 minutes.
Yeah, we just said that, yeah. It was
no,
like
I know it was just kind of like, you know, this is pre-early
game Michi.
Exactly, it's just kind of like...
We don't hate you yet.
I was going to say, I didn't miss him because I've never liked Michi, but it was a matter of, I don't despise you right now.
I don't hate you.
I don't want to punch you.
You don't talk bullshit for no good reason.
I don't hate you with every fiber of my being.
Kirai Janaiwa.
Yes.
Sure.
So yeah, and then that's the time where, you know, Michi Henshin and Ryugen in front of Zangetsu, and not a thing was said.
Yeah.
Non-canon movie, though.
No, that's what cements it as a non-canon movie. If there was any question, it's out the fucking window now. That movie's non-canon as fuck.
Well, that movie was non-canon as fuck from the beginning. Well, from Wizard's side.
Well, the Wizard's side kind of follows canon.
How do you
it's canon.
Yeah, but how do you get... How do you get the driver... For how did he get the?
He probably just had him repaired.
What's his name? The other driver.
Beast driver?
No, the driver. The driver. For
the wizard driver.
The white wizard driver.
Okay.
Yeah. How did he get that so that she could become white wizard and not a fucking clone wizard?
Magic might have something to do with the fact that he ate wise men.
Yeah. But he ate a bunch of wise men.
Who was white wizard?
Yeah, but do the clones have the bell?
Magic! It was magic.
I'm gonna say because philosopher's
actually,
stone.
That's a good point because Wiseman's power was to shoot magic stones.
Yeah, but I'm gonna say because philosopher's stone.
Sure,
but I'm just really upset about that.
Well, yeah, because Koyomi is the philosopher's stone, so sure, why not?
Power stones.
Oh
power
god.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can talk about that part.
And then we come to the final scene of the movie where Bujingaim gets his super final crazy form and
where he turns into a tree.
He turns into
a fucking faggoty flower.
He turns into Maha from Dunhead.
And here's my gripe. I've been sitting here for the better part of a year just kind of going, the better part of a year at this point, because we've known about Wizgaim since Gaim happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been public knowledge for a long time now. To the point where I'm just kind of like, that guy's badass. I can't wait for this. This is exciting. And I did like him. He didn't disappoint. He was very cool. He came in, he showed everyone the what's for, and everything was sunshine and lollipuppies.
Lollipuppies!
Yeah. And then...
I'm okay with this.
He suffered the terrible fate of Neo Heisei movie villains... And got the most ridiculous, unnecessary-looking final form ever. Like, what the hell? I was like, no, there was nothing wrong with the final form being him. He didn't, like, give him a weird new lock seed or something. Don't turn him into this fucking unnecessary
spinny
monster.
Flower thing.
You know what would have been a better way to do that? He gets all the riders inside the tree, their combined energy produces...
And he summons the Ten Tails.
No, let's just say, for example, that getting all the riders in the big magic tree summoned, for example, the Kachidoki Lockseed, and Bujingaim goes Kachidoki, and that's his ultimate power.
Sure.
That would have been better.
Sure.
As an example.
Actually, it would have been better if he just had the ability to control the tree.
He did.
Yeah, but without going into the fucking thing.
He did.
The tree used Dig and dug up Ieyasu's castle.
But yeah. I mean, like, more power. I mean, like, you know...
More Metapods.
Yeah, it's like, you know...
You mean like the Overlords?
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, no, that weird...
He had the ability to control the forest, because you saw him making fruit right at the beginning of the show.
But yeah, like, that whole flower fusion thing was really...
A thing where he became Maha from Dot Hack.
Yeah, it absolutely didn't need to happen.
Gay.
No.
It was so silly. I looked at him and I was like, you, like...
And
it
we're gonna
was
have
broke. It was broken, and then you fixed it, and then you broke it again.
And the thing is, we're gonna have to play that story again when we play Battle Ride War 2, because the game's about all the movies.
Yeah.
Be looking up for that on Zero Gaming.
Apparently, the main villain's named Cinema.
Rider Luxie.
What?
Yeah.
I saw the trailer for.
Is that what that monster is called?
Yeah.
That monster is awesome.
It, like, rolls.
Anyway!
It, like, rolls up film.
We're talking about a completely different thing.
Okay.
No, we're not. It's still Kamen Rider.
Okay, anyway, so so Bujingaim becomes male Poison Ivy, and then the whole Legend Rider Luxie stuff happens finally.
Yeah, with, like, 3 minutes left in the fucking movie.
So, over the course of the movie, they've been collecting these little trinkets. Kaito.
And
was given the Taka medal by Nobunaga. Zangetsu picked up the Joker memory and the rocket switch and gave Joker memory to Michi. And Koda had the wizard ring.
Yeah.
So then Mai/Miss Priestess of Fate bullshit happens. and some Lockseed's fruit, some Lockseed fruit spawn nearby, and they combine them with the little trinkets they've got to produce the Legend Rider Lockseeds. Fuck it, let's do it. Hey, look, it's a giant wizard head. Ooh, chooky. No, fuck this. I'm not saying it.
Yeah,
just no, like, that's as far as I'm going with that.
Even he hates Forza.
Even like, no, it's called Takator having something called dignity.
Yeah, Takator, what, serious character. It was so good that he didn't break character to, for the sake of a stupid catchphrase. Thank you so much.
It was your silly. Get back to work.
Yeah.
people combining into some guy combining into a tree. You guys are silly. Get back to work.
Everyone's losing their minds.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, that last part actually makes sense.
So then they defeat it by combining the powers of, like, Gold Wizard Infinity Dragon and fucking Suika Arms, and then a giant flaming wizard shadow soccer kick jet-shotting the goddamn Suika Odama.
Makes sense, because Haruto was a soccer player.
No, I know. I just thought it was funny that they used the goddamn jet shot.
It's not a jet shot. It's a damn bicycle kick.
Sure.
The bicycle kick is merely like...
It wasn't a bicycle. It was a Kiva kick, because he did it from upside down.
It's a bicycle kick. That is one of, like, the four components that combine to a jet shot.
Sure, whatever. So then they break the tree, and Bujingame's gone, and all the rain that people were missing was inside the tree, because it was being fed into Helheim.
Oh, yeah. This was also interesting to find out that this entire event of them being in the Center Dimension was, like, over the course of a month.
Well, yeah.
I'm just saying that's what I liked that. Because, like, am I just, like, in the thing, and it's like, oh, it's been a week, and they're still not back
The time lapses were seamlessly uncomfortable.
It's like...
Like, they happened, and you were like, okay, that's how much time has passed, but, I mean, like...
Zero things happened in that lapse?
I was gonna say, nothing important happened?
They had all the riders there.
It honestly seemed like it happened over the course of 2, maybe 3 days.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it definitely seemed short-term.
Like, where was the break?
I would have believed it to take a month, upwards to a month.
I wouldn't accept anything more than a week,
because
honestly...
I mean, I could believe that the events happened over the course of a month, but I would have liked to have seen evidence of that.
Yeah. So then the really creepy part of the movie happens after the fight, where they get back to their own world, and you see Nito with a fucking bushel of Helheim fruit. Yeah!
I'm going to take these back to our world where no one knows a damn thing, and I don't assume anything bad is going to happen.
And Kimaira always happens to like them.
Kimaira's a vegetarian now. He's going to eat these instead of mana.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm bringing a bushel
back
to our world.
What if he runs out?
Like,
I'm going to bring a bushel back to our world where no one knows what the fuck these things are. Nothing bad can come of that, right?
Before we even get to that...
Whoops, I dropped one! Is that 70 more?
Before we even get to the fact that he's bringing them back to the other world, number one point to address, he has no Sengoku driver. Why is he not being hypnotized into eating them?
Because Chimera. And Chimera eats them.
Sure.
Chimera probably went, if you eat these, I will fucking eat you.
Sure.
Oh God! A fan's becoming an invest.
I'll accept that. But yes, the point of you're bringing these to a very thickly populated city, presumably, where there is zero knowledge against that and zero technology to prevent people getting hypnotized and turning into invest.
Have fun.
Can I see where this goes, please? Please.
It involves everybody in the wizard world becoming invest and speeding up the process of Helheim invading.
Yeah.
I was going to say, my imagination runs wild and say everyone dies.
Imagine!
There's where the overlords came from in Gaim. It was Tokyo Wizard World. It all makes sense now!
Now the whole Helheim is future Earth thing makes sense. Oh my God!
I called it out first. Fuck you guys.
No, but there was no evidence for it.
I don't care. I still called it out.
No, I said
it was one of my greatest theories.
I retort
theories.
With, no, that's stupid.
Damn it, Nito, you boned the world.
You fucked it up.
Non-canon movie, though, so it doesn't matter.
No, I know that.
Shuo is Nito. Just, we done fucked up. Don't you done
fucked up. He opens
up
the chest where everyone's
no,
looking at.
No, being I. Yeah. Just kind of, but he doesn't need anyone knowing
that. You
know
that chest they were looking at? Like, he was looking down at the chest and then he looks back at him. In that chest is the Beast Rider.
It's the Beast Rider.
Yeah, Roger's just like,
I was once something like you. It was the lion or something. I can't remember.
It was 10,000 years ago.
It'd be funny if Roshua was a chimera.
10,000 years ago in the future.
Yeah, no, it becomes the chimera, and the chimera ate him, and then...
No, but, and then, like, the last scene of the movie. Okay, so it's been a month since the riders disappeared. We've decided, fuck it, let's have the last two riders left fight it out. Kurokage, Gridon, get in that shit.
Where the fuck has Bravo been this entire time?
Yeah, that's the thing, that's what upset me. Bravo is nowhere.
Wasn't he not
No, he's not part
yet?
Of... No, he's
yeah,
not...
he was there.
What episode?
He became a rider in, like, episode 6.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But he wasn't a beat rider. He wasn't a dancer.
No, but you'd think he'd be all for kicking the children's asses.
Imagine if Bravo went into that alternate dimension with Bravo.
That event is Fusion. Way too sanctioned for anyone to approve of
Bravo.
Bravo's breaking out.
Fujin Bravo
no,
shows
but
up.
If
Bravo
they're on
awesome.
The streets of Zawame City, I understand his whole, alright, break it up, I'm gonna defeat you. This is an event, like...
I still would have liked at least like a 5-second, hey, this is what Bravo's doing this whole time.
That's kind of derailing.
For 5 seconds.
They're just about to fight Bujin Gun, like in the final climax, all you hear in the background just Bravo, Bravo, Bravo,
shit.
Bravo. Kota's like, oh,
Sharmandosan!
Sharmand!
Just a thought, Roshua looks a lot like some sort of ancestor to Clay Doll.
Or Ika Devil.
What?
He's a squid monster!
Is he?
Yes!
Oh.
Yeah!
I didn't get that.
No, me either!
Ika's beer
squid?
Arms!
Beer! Yeah!
Ika de beer! So yeah, that's the Sengoku movie.
And we are way over time.
Yeah! One last thing.
No, we're not. We're Cast Ranger.
One last thing we should probably address, because... spoiler corner!
Oh.
Recent magazine scans have revealed pretty much what seems to be the final goal of the Gaim series, and this is further evidence that the Gaim movie will be the end of the show. The golden and silver apple lock seeds.
Yeah, those are pretty.
And what we are led to believe to be the two new riders using them, because there are faceplates for them.
Yep.
Now, here's the thing. The Silver Rider looks a shit ton like Gaim. My guess, Yuya.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people are saying the gold one looks
How
like Baron.
How can it be Yuya when he's dead?
Because he and Hase come back
in
the movie.
Yeah, Hase come back in
that's,
the movie.
That's why they're playing soccer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, and the people are saying that the Golden Rider looks like Baron, but I can't quite see it based on the very vague faceplate scan we have so far. But the Silver Rider's definitely the same design as Gaim.
I can't imagine... any good reason that Barrett or Kaito would be the Gold Apple Rider.
See, I would not be happy if it happened, but at the same time, think about what Kaito's been doing this whole time. If he doesn't get the gold, he's going to be left completely unfulfilled.
I'm willing to bet it's going to be a new rider completely that Kota will end up kind of wrapping up the whole process and just kind of reclaiming that power and containing it. You know what I mean? Just sort of, someone else got their hands on it first. I better get my hands on that before that goes
so
south.
So it's like, new rider with the golden apple, I'm gonna stab you and stop you.
I'm just so glad
I can see that happening.
I'm just so glad that it's a pair of them. Because, like, I was saying, like,
yeah, that's the
they
thing.
Haven't made an apple rider. I think it should be, like, two of them. Like, red and green apple, that'd be cool. So,
now we have gold and silver.
Gold and silver, which is awesome.
Oh, by the
way. We've already pre-ordered them, so...
By the way, flashback to earlier, did you confirm who Ogre is?
No, it didn't. I think he's, like, some musician or something.
Okay.
His name was Atsushi, and that's it. That's all we got.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, gold and silver apple, it's gonna be writers from the movie. There's supposedly a third new writer, which we don't have any information on yet. But, yeah, that's the extent to which we're given at this time. We'll probably talk about it more once we have more details, but that's the spoiler corner for tonight. And so another episode of Cast Ranger comes to an end, and we've finally reached the double digits of our podcast. If you're enjoying the show, you can subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube on the Ixie Studios channel. Also on our Podbean website. Thanks again for listening. We will be joining you next week for the next episodes.
Oh, and on location, too.
We're not doing a podcast at Anime North.
Why not?
We won't have time.
We'll have Gaim, though.
Yeah, by the time this goes up, Enemy North will be incoming. This is being held at the Toronto Congress Center and the International Plaza Hotel, a.k.a. formerly the Doubletree. We are going to be there in full force as Ixie Studios Media, so come check us out. We're going to be pretty much everywhere.
I'm going to be the cripple.
As you generally are.
Yeah, that's...
I tried it once. It didn't work out well.
And I will be Teemo guy, so look out for me.
I'm still really upset you didn't bother to do Mario Kart.
I thought of it way too late. I thought of it like the week of, and I'm like, where do I even go? And I was panicky about other stuff.
For those wondering, he had a little motorized scooter, and he was at an anime con.
And it was red, even. I should have cosplayed Mario Kart. It would have been easy.
Anyway, let's go. See you guys later. Bye.
We're done. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Thank you very much. Bye.
Tokyo out.